T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This story comes out of North Carolina.
Okay. All right.
North Carolina woman. She's facing charges. This is one of my favorite stories. I'll try and do it in a tactful way. I mean, it's hard to. But North Carolina woman is facing charges after she allegedly.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
The fact that you've prefaced it by saying this is one of my favorite stories makes it sound like a book you're pulling off the shelf to read to your kids.
Yeah.
Well, this happened 10 years ago, but you love to dust it off and tell this story to the people every now and then.
Yes. It's gather around, not exactly
kids.
Like,
this is one of my favorite stories.
Yeah.
Is it a kid-friendly story,
Ted? It's not quite The Giving Tree, but it's... It's, in fact, it's not even close.
Shel Silverstein, where so, the sidewalk
I mean,
ends.
There's some giving in this story, but not the kind that you maybe think. All right,
continue.
A North Carolina woman is facing charges after she allegedly forced a cable repairman to let her perform a sexual act on him.
Well done, Ted.
Mildred Newsom.
Way to sidestep it while we're doing a show in a public place.
Yes.
You're a pro.
Mildred Newsom of Fayetteville was arrested Saturday after an investigation into the man's accusations following an April 20th repair call at her apartment. Fayetteville police say the cable guy was there to work on her box, and while waiting for it to reset, as he was sitting on a couch, I thought there's commas there. There wasn't.
It's not the commas I'm laughing at.
As he was sitting on a couch, she came over, grabbed his hand, and forcefully placed his hand on her breast.
On her breast.
Yeah, on her breast.
Yeah.
The identified,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know.
May
There's
I say?
Just, well, okay. At least the hand's made a living off of this, but if she heard you say this.
That's just a disgusting act, and it should they should both be banished to
banished
a different
HD.
Country.
Banished to HD.
Yep.
The cable guy, yeah, I already said that. The unified technician in his 30s. That's usually how I go. Older woman, you know, younger repair guy.
Lisa Ann did an episode like this.
Yes, it's playing.
Where the repair guy showed up at her apartment.
Art imitating life. The unidentified technician in his 30s tried to resist Newsom's unwanted sexual advance, but she persisted and performed a sexual act on him, according to the repairman. Newsom, the woman, then told the man that she would turn the story on him.
Oh,
no, you didn't. If he reported the alleged assault to police, saying she would tell authorities that he was the aggressor. When he was able to finally get out of the home, I mean, I can't imagine how he did, but he got out of there. He did report it the same day, actually shortly after the event took place. She now faces 2 felony counts of second-degree forcible sex offense and 1 misdemeanor count of sexual battery. He has been released. She has after posting bail. With all due respect, I'm trying to. I can't process how this all just played out the way this report is saying it.
You know
played
what this
out.
Feels
I'm
like?
Having a hard time processing that this man was accosted. By a woman, if he didn't want her to be accost him, I think he would be able to do that.
You know how sometimes they make porno versions of like actual mainstream movies, and they'll tweak the title a little bit for TV shows.
Yes,
like they had like the Sopornos, stuff like that.
Edward Penis Hands.
Yes. A few others that I don't feel comfortable saying
let's
on
not
the air.
Go there.
This feels like it would be. Like a porno version of the cable guy.
Pretty much.
Right? Like, you find somebody that looks kind of like Jim Carrey and have him show up at the front door and gets invited in and yada, yada, yada. Next thing you know, he's getting the tables turned on him that he was the aggressor.
This will, I'm sure, this story will get to Hollywood. Somebody will do a screenplay of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you'll see it at a
what does she look
at
like?
A Brazzers near you. It's you want to see it? How's that? How's that look for you? Huh?
I would contest as well. Yeah.
How's that look?
She's got sleepy eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks as if, you know what? She's as if to say, I thought he was down for this. I mean, yeah. She looks a little confused and perplexed how she got to this point.
Yep.
She did.
All right. My story took place in Dallas, I believe. It certainly took place with a Dallas Cowboys football player. Hmm. Now that Jason Witten is retired, Dez Bryant has been released, I think it's safe to say the number one pass catcher, I know Witten was a tight end, but the number one pass catching target on the Dallas Cowboys, scary as this may sound if you're Dak Prescott's family, is Terrence Williams.
Yeah, that's a scary number one right there.
He's their WR1 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Three or four, I can live with Terrence Williams as my three or four.
Sure, sure, sure. He's their number one wide receiver right now. Well, some of you probably heard this story his Lamborghini, he drives a Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't he? You know, he's Terrence Williams.
Yeah, you're in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know?
Was found crashed by the side of the road. Police quickly found him, and they arrested him for public intoxication. But he was not arrested for the crash itself. Odd as that may sound.
Yeah, now you got me wondering how that is all possible.
Video of the arrest has surfaced and shows that when police questioned Williams about the car he crashed, well, let's not have me read the quotes. I actually found the video, and this is not me plugging in video from some movie. This is the actual police video of Terrence Williams. He first showed up on the scene of the crime because he left the scene of the crime.
Oh, okay.
He showed up riding a little motorized scooter. And here's what the first...
Sure, he clears it up for us.
Here's what the first 30 seconds or so sounded like of the encounter with the police.
This is Ray J's new bike. And I honestly just bought this. And I'm trying it out.
I'll be out of it.
Is that electric or is that gas powered?
Electric.
Is it electric?
So tell me what happened to your car out there, man.
My friend was a idiot.
Uh-huh.
And I'm literally driving to it to see what happened to it. And I don't want to drive and be a idiot.
All right, so he's blaming it on a friend.
Yeah,
a friend of his crashed the car, according to Terrence Williams. Now, who was this friend? Who could it be? What friend of an NFL player? Could it be another NFL player? Well, let's find out. Who was the friend that crashed Terrence Williams' Lamborghini?
Did your friend have your car?
The whole time, yes, sir.
Oh, okay, who was it?
Kendall Wright.
Kendall Wright?
Yeah, yes, sir.
How do you know him?
To y'all.
How do you know Kendall?
We went to bed together.
Kendall. Where's Kendall at now? Is he okay? Because the car's pretty messed up. We need to make sure he's all right.
No, he's not there. He rolled in a yellow Camaro, and they're still out in the club. And when he called me, he said my car was f***ed up on Lebanon, sir.
So you let him borrow it, and then he called you later on and told you that it was...
Yes, sir.
All right, so Kendall Wright, wide receiver in the NFL, who was on the Titans last I knew. I haven't kept track of Kendall Wright. He was obviously with Terrence Williams in Dallas, and Terrence Williams, according to Terrence Williams, let Kendall Wright use his Lamborghini. Can I just say, if I had a Lamborghini, I wouldn't let any of my friends touch the steering wheel of the Lamborghini.
He was with the Bears last year.
He was. Okay, yep, that's right.
But the Titans before that.
So Kendall Wright crashes Terrence Williams' Lamborghini. This is according to Terrence Williams. Crashes it, calls him to tell him his car is crashed, and then gets in a yellow Camaro with somebody else and leaves and goes to the club and just leaves the car there. All right. The follow-up question from the officer after that. Keep that in mind now, right? Kendall Wright crashed the car, called Terrence Williams on his cell phone, and told him he crashed the car, and then Kendall Wright leaves and goes to the club. The officer asks Terrence Williams now, do you have your cell phone?
Do you have your cell phone on you?
No, sir.
You don't? Dude, where is it at?
No, sir.
Where's your cell phone at?
It's in the car.
It's in the car?
Yes, sir.
So how did he call you on your cell phone if it's in the car?
Because, sir.
I'm just trying to figure it out, man.
I'm not trying to lie to you. I swear.
Okay, let me also, that obviously, the video was like the full video is like 3 or 4 minutes long. He must have told the officers, "I'm not trying to lie to you," a dozen times in 3 minutes. Like, yeah. That's the point. Like, I didn't include it in these clips because I could have had 30 seconds worth of him saying, "I'm not lying to you. I swear I'm not lying to you." All due respect, Terrence Williams, if the phone is in the car...
And you left this, you know, you, yeah.
Yeah.
You
would have been better off saying that you and Kendall Wright have the ability to communicate telepathically.
Yes.
That would have been a better excuse than whatever
it is
you're trying.
He called me on the phone that hasn't been in my possession
Isn't that crazy how the human brain works, though, Ted, when you're bleep faced? Like, he called me on my phone and told me that he just crashed my car. Okay, where's your phone? In the car. Dude. Like, your brain erases what you just said immediately.
There's people that don't have to be drunk to carry the lie out like that.
Right.
No, don't know what you mean. No. I'm not trying to lie to you. When you say it that many times, how many times do you have to say it before it's clear the guy's lying
three.
To you? Three times?
Yeah. I think three is the rule.
Yeah. I think any time more than once, then you're pretty much...
Plural times.
You're pretty much you're lying.
There. Yeah. So here's the other funny part about that audio we just played. The second clip. B-Mac, can you cue up the second clip again real quick? And I'll tell you when to take it down. Can you just start playing it and I'll tell you when to take it down? The one where just get in my ear when you reveal the clip where he reveals that Kendall Wright was the one driving the car.
Yep.
Did your friend have your car?
The whole time, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Who was it?
Kendall Wright.
Kendall Wright?
Yes, sir.
How do you know him? How do you know Kendall?
We went to bed together.
Kendall. Where's Kendall at now? Is he okay? Because the car's pretty messed up. We need to make sure he's all right.
No, he's not there. He rode in a yellow Camaro.
All right, take it down, B-Mac. I've heard enough. The tone of the cop is my favorite underrated part of that whole thing. That cop turns into going from a law enforcement officer to being like a parent that knows he's got a kid in a web of lies. Like, oh, where's Kendall? And he's referring to Kendall like by his first name.
He's just like looking over at his cop buddy going, rolling his eyes.
Definitely is.
Oh, gosh,
like, ooh, the part where he goes, well, where's Kendall? We got to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, the car was pretty messed up. I'm a little worried about him.
He sounds like the parent. You remember that viral video of the kid who just got done getting like cavities filled at the dentist, and he's in the back seat, like all woozy. And the parent is like right up next to the phone, like, so how do you feel, Billy? Oh, how's your, are you kind of goofy right now, Billy? The cop sounds like a parent in like that viral video. It's like, oh, hey, where is Kendall?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Is Kendall going to be okay?
If I was a cop and I saw somebody in that state, I'd have a little fun with it too. Yeah. I mean, I'm serious, man. He sounded like they were having more fun with the trap that he just set for him than he was a concerned parent.
Thankfully, it was a one-car accident, I guess, where he hit a pole and he didn't go, you know, didn't go in the other lane or something like that. You can joke about it, but...
Boy, I wonder what Kendall Wright's thinking about his
dude,
best friend.
What happened to one
best
die
friend
all die?
Yeah, no, that's,
thanks,
dude,
man.
That's it,
throwing
man.
Me under the bus.
And backing it up.
See, this is where in this brave new world we need Bovada to put odds out. Who do you think crashed the Lamborghini? Terrence Williams minus -375. Kendall Wright plus +225.
There
coming back.
Needs to be a 30 for 34.
There does.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.